You are listening to the Sojourn Church podcast. If you have any questions or would like to view a video version of this message, please visit our website, sojournchurch.org.
When I was in the first grade, I had a teacher whose name was Miss Wilson. Now, Miss Wilson would lead us out to recess every single day. And I love recess was my favorite part of the day. Besides lunch, I love going to recess because we would play a game, and it was the first time in first grade that I ever played a game that we call, some of you may remember this game, called Follow the Leader. I don't know if you remember that game or not. Maybe I'm dating myself because somebody would say, well, that's an old school game. Well, we played it. So we did. We played Follow the Leader. And the name of the game was, or how you played the game, was that you had a leader, and everybody had to do what the leader said, do. They had to follow the actions of the leader. And there was this one girl in our class. Her name was Shasta. And Shasta didn't like me very much. And so she would purposely do things in the game so she knew I could get out. Because if you didn't follow the leader, you would get out. And so she knew that I could not do a cartwheel. And so therefore, she would look at me when she would get ready to do a cartwheel, and she would do a cartwheel, the next person would do a cartwheel, the next person would do a cartwheel, and then it came down to me. Could I do a cartwheel? And I'm just telling you what, I couldn't. I mean, no matter how I did, I'd do the tumble. I could do that and roll over or whatever, but I couldn't do a cartwheel. So one day I decided, I knew she was going to be the one that was going to be the leader. So I said to myself, I am going to perform this cartwheel. I'm going to follow I'm going to do it to a T, and I'm going to show Shasta that I can get this done. So I knew it. She looked down the line and saw that I was there, and all of a sudden, there goes the cartwheel. And the next person did the cartwheel. And the next person did a cartwheel. And the next person did a cartwheel, and then it came down to my turn to do the cartwheel, and I tried to perform it, and all of a sudden, I went over to the side, and I kicked everybody that was up on line, and I knocked everybody down in the line, and therefore, everybody was like, Chris, go sit down, and I was out again. And so, I'm telling you what, I was so discouraged. You know, brother can't even do a cartwheel. What kind of brother can't do a cartwheel? Me, I couldn't do a cartwheel. And so I'm telling you what, the reason why I'm telling you that story is because sometimes the Holy Spirit is leading us, and we've tried to do things on our own. We've tried in our own might. We've tried to get things done in our own way, and we want to follow the leader because I believe in us, when you receive the Spirit of God that on the inside of you, that you want to follow His leading. You want to follow Him and hearing Him, but at the same time, you can't do it in your own might. He not only wants to lead us, but He wants to empower us to be led by Him. And so I want to talk about this. How do you be led by the Spirit? So turn in your Bibles with me, if you will. There's two scriptures that I want you to turn to. Romans chapter 8. And then we're going to spend most of our time in Romans 8. And then we're going to read in Acts chapter 11. So if you have your, I hope you are comfortable. I hope you have your family all cuddled inside in the room. You've got your favorite bagel, your great cup of coffee. Hope you're not, the best part of waking up is not Folgers in your cup. I just want you to know that. Best part of waking up is waking up and seeing Jesus for who He is. So your cup runneth over, by the way. Holy Spirit just told me to tell you that. Your cup runneth over, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. So we're gonna look at the scriptures. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Here's what it says. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because a carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if the spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we also may be glorified together. Now, here's the part where we talk about being led by the Spirit of God. How we do that? That we just read that if as many of these that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. You are a son. You're a daughter of God. And so the Spirit of God lives in you, and he enables us to be led by his Spirit. To be led by his Spirit. So here's report number one. Those of you who want to ask you, how do we be led by the Spirit of God? He told us. He says, set your mind on things of the Spirit. That means to put your mind, place your mind. You want to be led by the Spirit of God. It starts with the mind. It starts with the thinking. But to be able to put your mind on the things of the Spirit. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 says, set your mind on things that are above and not on the things of the earth. That means you put your mind on those things, not on the things that's here displaced on the earth. You choose to set your mind like a clock. You would set it to say, this is what I'm choosing to do. Putting my mind on things that are above. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate. The ESV version says, think about these things. Put your mind on these things. He tells us what to do. How do you be led by the Spirit? Put your mind on the things of the Spirit, the things that have to do with God. Here's what Isaiah 26:3 says. He says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon you. You want to have perfect peace? And I'm just talking about just regular about perfect peace. Then have your mind stayed upon him. He'll bring you that perfect peace. I don't mean the absence of problems, but in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the storm, you'll have peace because that's what God is. He's given us. He's given us peace. Romans 12:2 says this, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can prove that which is a perfect and acceptable will of God for your life. You want to be transformed? Renew your mind with the word of God and set your mind on things that are above so he can lead you. We have the mind of Christ. Aren't you glad about that? We have the mind of Christ. We get to think his thoughts. And so that's what we want to be led by the Spirit. Have your mind be placed on those things. When I was younger, I would hear my father, my mom, and even when I came here to sojourn at 19 years old, I would hear Pastor Terry say this about certain things that were going on. They would say, man, I really got to get the mind of the Lord on this. I really need to get the mind of the Lord. And I didn't necessarily know what they meant when they said that. What does it mean to get the mind of the Lord on what that is? So I remember there was a time when my mother, who was working at the post office, and she had a good job. She loved it. And she was postmaster, and she was trying to make a decision about whether or not to leave her job. Now, she had been offered a job, so she wouldn't leave a job to go to another if she didn't have a job, but the job was going to be at the school. She wanted to have us go to a Christian school, and she just said, I remember her saying, I got to get the mind of the Lord on this. And so the problem was that she was leaving a job that had really, really, really good money. And so therefore she was like, I got to figure out what is not about the money. Lord, you got to show me what it is. I've got to get the mind of the Lord. And so therefore she felt like the Lord said to leave the job at the post office and go and work at the school, the Victory Christian School, where I graduated. And I remember her telling this story. The Lord said, I will provide. She goes, well, I said, did the Lord come out and say that? She said, no, I read it in the Word where the Bible says that He is my provider. He's my source, and that He is Jehovah Jireh, and that He's my provider. His grace is sufficient. David said, I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed having to beg for bread. So she said, I have the promises of God, and the promises of God are yes and amen. So I'm going to do what I feel like God has called me to do and to what He's told me to do. So she left that job. She went and did a job at the school, and therefore all of us paid for all of us to be able to go through a Christian school, and my mom's now the principal and the superintendent of that school, all because she said yes to that. And so she heard and was led by and got the mind of the Lord. So I'm telling you what, if you want to be led by the Spirit, you need to have the mind of the Lord. And so He says that. How do you get the mind of the Lord? You have Him in you. The Spirit of God's in you, and He dwells in you, and He quickens your mortal body. Aren't you glad about that? I'm glad about it. And I'm telling you what, you can do that. Be led by the Spirit and say yes to Him, which is my next point. Point number two is just say yes. And who say that with me right now? Just say yes. Just say yes to the Spirit of God. Now, here's the reason why I'm telling you that. If you're going to be led by the Spirit, you need to be able to say yes to His leading. Luke chapter 4, you don't have to turn there, but I'm gonna read it to you. Luke chapter 4, verse 1, it says, in verse 1, it says, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, He was full of the Holy Spirit. This Jesus came down as a dove, filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, that doesn't sound like a good deal, does it? You're saying like, Holy Spirit, lead me, guide me. You're going to the wilderness. No, no, Spirit, don't lead me, don't guide me. He could have said no, but the Spirit of God led him into the wilderness so that he could be tempted by the devil. And here's what it says. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days, he ate nothing. And afterward, when it had ended, he was hungry. I'm telling you what, if I heard that the Holy Spirit was leading me into the wilderness, I'd be hungry before I go into the wilderness. And I'm telling you, I'd be everything within me would be like, I don't necessarily want to be led by into that. But I'm telling you what, Jesus said yes. He said yes to going into the wilderness, and we need to say yes. Amen? You need to say yes to Him. It's like, well, I don't know what I'm saying yes to. It doesn't matter. You say yes to Him. And now here's the reason why I asked you to turn to Acts chapter 11. Now, I want you to turn there real quick, and I'm going to set it up for you. The reason why I'm telling you, it's going to be so good. I couldn't wait to tell you this story. It's in the Word of God. In Acts chapter 11, we're going to start at verse 10. This is about Peter. Now, I'm going to have to come in and show you that Peter had just had a vision. And in this vision, the sheet came down and it was showing all kind of creepy, crawly things. There was lobster. You know, I don't know why that's nasty, but there's all kind of stuff that was going on the sheet. And the scripture says that God said, the Lord said, Peter, rise, slay and eat. And Peter goes, not so, Lord, not so. Nothing common or unclean has come into my mouth. And he said, not so, Lord. And so I'm gonna tell you this, because Peter is like, he was religious. He's like, man, I've kept the law. I've made sure that nothing unclean has come into my mouth. Let me tell you this, and just as a side note, religion can stop the flow of the Spirit in your life. Religion can stop that. You want to be led by the Spirit? You strive. Well, I've always done it this way. I've always had it this way. God is all. I mean, I'm telling you, it's been good. I've sat here. I've been here. And I'm telling you what. What if the Holy Spirit wants to take you outside the box? What if the Holy Spirit is not thinking the same way that you're thinking? What if He wants to take you on a journey that you've not been before? That's why you got to say yes to Him. You got to be able to say yes to the leading of the Holy Spirit, because His thoughts are not your thoughts. His ways are not your ways. And so here's. So but He reveals them to us through His Spirit. So that's why you got to be able to say yes. And so right after he says, not so, Lord, nothing uncommon, nothing unclean is coming to these lips. The Lord says, Peter, listen, what I have called clean, whatever it is that I've said You need to do it because I know all things. And so he goes, don't call what I've called unclean. Don't call it common because God knows exactly what's going on. And this happens three times. This vision happened to him. And I'm just saying, when something happens three times, you need to pay attention to it. So we're going to break into this story right at verse 10. And so you're going to start in saying what I just said. Now, this was done three times. And all were drawn up again into heaven. All that just went back up into heaven. Verse 11, at that very moment, three men stood before the house where I was, having been sent to me from Caesarea. Verse 12, listen at this. Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. The Spirit told him to go with them, and it says doubting nothing. Now, I'm going to tell you what different versions says. The Amplified says this, Amplified, without the slightest hesitation. So I went with him. I said yes without the slightest hesitation. You know what the Message Bible says? The Bible says I went with them, no questions asked. We need to be able to say yes to God with no questions asked. Nothing keeping it. Lord, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say, I want to say yes to it. Yes, yes, yes to it. God, I don't, well, he may want to take you on a journey that you've never been to. Yes. But I don't know what I'm saying yes to. Yes. God, wherever you want to take me, I'm saying yes. Whatever it is you want to do in my life, I want to say yes. Whatever you want to do in my marriage, I want to say yes to. Whatever you're doing in my family, I want to say yes to. However you want to do my finances, wherever you want to do, wherever you want to take me, I want to say yes to you, God. Why? Because I know that we serve a God who's a good, good Father. I know that we serve a God who will not bring harm to me, but at the same time, take me into a place and show me great and mighty things that I know not of. A God that wants to show me and open my eyes to see what he wants me to see and whatever it is that he wants me to do. So you've got to say yes. Some of you may have been holding back. I don't know. And the only thing that would hold you back is fear. So I'm telling you what, let his perfect love cast out all of that fear, and you rise up and you say yes to the Spirit of God that dwells in you and that is able to keep you and help you walk in the things of God so that you can be who he's called you to be and do what he's called you to do. Say yes, say yes, say yes to him in Jesus' name. I'm telling you what, say yes. Form your mouth to say yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. When I was dating Vanessa, we would pass notes in college, you know, and I would do the deal where I'd say, would you like to go out with me? Check yes or no. Don't try to act like you didn't do that. You know you did that. Check yes or no. And I was hoping that she would check yes, and she did. She checked yes. I was showing people the note. Look at this note. She said yes, and you know what? That yes led to another yes where we were at Ruth Chris Steakhouse, and I opened that box and said, will you marry me? And without hesitation and without any questions asked, she said yes. And so therefore, we are married, and I'm telling you what, this month and in the next 2 weeks, we'll be married 22 years, and I'm telling you what, she said yes. Now, here's the scary part. She didn't know what she was saying yes to. She had no clue what she was saying yes to. I don't know the adventure that you're going to take me on. I don't necessarily know that you're going to be a pastor or you're going to be this stuff. But I'm telling you what, can I tell you that the journey has been exquisite? Yeah, there's been some bad times. And I'm not saying that she's loved me every day of my life. But I'm telling you what, I know that God has good things in store for us. And there's many more simply because she said yes, we said yes together, and we said yes to what God has for us. So just say yes. Amen? I mean, you can do that. Which leads me to my last point. If you want to be led by the Spirit of God, you need to be leadable, able to be led. You know what that looks like? That's humility. Humility. And saying this, God, I don't know exactly what's going to happen. And I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to say yes to you, and I want you to lead me and guide me. You know, that's kind of hard. It's hard sometimes to be led, because anytime I try to do it my own way, anytime I've tried to say things or do things in my own way, in my own whatever, it leads me into trouble every time. You ever tried to lead a cat? You ever put a cat on a leash and tried to lead it? Anybody ever try to do that? It doesn't work. I tried to do it one time, then the cat... you know, just dragging the cat because the cat don't want to be led. You know what I'm saying? And that's some of us sometimes. Like, God, I don't want to. I don't want to go. The guy's like, I'm not trying to drag you, but we just don't want to go. We don't. It's just hard for us to do, to be led by the Spirit of God. But He loves us. He has good things in store for us. So let's just be able to be, let's be leadable. So that's a real word. It's actually an adverb that says, that says that we are able to be led by someone. You know, one of the things that's been hard for me is when I go and play golf with some of my friends. One is an 87, 89-year-old man, just for all intents and purposes, so I can hide his identity. Let's just call him Victor. And so anyway, there's this guy that I play golf with, and I'm trying to learn how to, he says this, keep your head down, keep your eye on the ball, and make sure you follow through with your swing. Don't look up. Don't look up at all. And so therefore, I get ready. I keep my eye on the ball. And I'm telling you, every time, whoosh, you know, I miss the ball. I hit the ball to the right, to the left. It never goes where I want it to go. He goes, well, you looked up. I did look up. And so I get frustrated, you know. So I one time when Pastor Terry was talking about his golf game, I was saying to myself, what's the big deal? I don't know how you get so upset. I now know that I judged him, and I know how you can get upset with playing golf. So I want to be forgiven for that. I'm just telling you, I'm asking, and I can't do it. Every time I look up, I'm trying to hit the ball, and here's this 80-something-year-old man that could hit the ball further and beat me at golf. And so therefore, the truth is that I'm not following what he says. The caddies are betting on me and saying, I got $100 that McCray doesn't hit this. I mean, they're betting on me not to be able to hit the shot. Now, some of you are laughing, but I'm telling you this, the enemy is betting on you not being able to be led by the Spirit of God. But I'm telling you what, this is a place for us to totally be led by God and follow His directions, following what He's telling us to do, because He only has good things in store for us. You hear what I'm saying? Now, I'm getting ready to make some statements to you today. And I want you to hear, this is the last part of a message, I want you to hear these statements of what I'm about to tell you. So open your hearts, and I want you to hear this. We are a Spirit-filled body of believers. We believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe that He gave us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We believe that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And He wants us to know what is the exceeding greatness of His power that is toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. We believe that the power, there's power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Listen, we believe that the gifts of the Spirit are for today, and they've not passed away. We believe in signs and wonders, and that those signs and wonders are following those who believe that in His name we can cast out demons, speak with new tongues, take up serpents, and if we drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt us, and we'll lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We believe in miracles. We believe that God is still in the miracle-working business, and that you need to take a card from Him. He's still doing miracles among His people today. We believe in the power of the resurrection, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. We believe that the God that we serve is the God of the impossible. We believe that there's nothing too hard for our God. We believe that He still heals. He still delivers. He still sets the captives free. We know that He's a good, good Father, and He loves us, and that He has good things in store for His children. And we believe that Jesus is still the answer for the world today, and above Him there's no other. He's still the way. Matter of fact, He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through Him. And we know that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, and that the enemy has been defeated, and God wants us to live a Spirit-empowered, a Spirit-led life so that we can go and change the world for His glory. Now, those statements, those were in the Word, and we believe those. We believe that God has us on a journey. And the question is, how do I be led by the Spirit of God? Say yes to the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you. I want you to bow your head and close your eyes. I'm going to pray for you. Lord, I thank You. I can feel your presence even right now. Some of you right now, just let the Spirit of God just overshadow you, overwhelm you. And we thank you, Lord, that there's good things. I'm telling you what, just say yes to him. Some of you have been saying no for so long, you have not been able to form your mouth to be able to say yes to him. So just right now, just say yes to the Spirit of God. God, you have good things in store. We know that you're leading us and guiding us into all truth. So good. He's so good. And so we know that he's working things out for our good. So we just say yes to you, Lord. Thank you for leading and guiding us. We choose to set our mind on things that are above and not on things of the earth. And we thank you, Lord. You're so good. You're so good in every way. And we bless your name. Holy Spirit, and I'm going to say this. Just keep your eyes closed. I'm going to say, fill us up to overflowing right now. Right now. You know, when Jesus breathed on the disciples, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. I'm praying that he breathes on you right now. Wherever you are, he breathes on you. You know, the disciples didn't do anything but just sat there and just receive. And I'm telling you right now, some of you need to just receive. Let him fill up your cup. Let him empty out all that doubt, all that unbelief, all of that anxiousness. What's going to happen? It's already happened. The greatest event has already happened. Jesus died on the cross for us, and he was raised from the dead, and he sent the helper, the comforter, the come alongside, the paraclete, the one who helps us in our trouble, in our need, and he's in us. And that is so good that he's in us. So just receive that. And we thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Sojourn Church podcast. For more messages or content similar to this, please visit our website. If you would like to support our ministry, please visit the first link in the show description or visit sojournchurch.org/give.